I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And nobody asked for this. What do we got in store today, Brandon? Well, how was your week, buddy?
It was pretty good.
Good?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's up?
I wish I got more shit done.
How
but
you been?
I've been all right.
Yeah.
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Yes. Watching, I got to see Nick a lot. I meant to tell you, he would be really good on this.
You did tell me.
Yes. I hope to have Nick as a...
Or was I supposed to yes and there?
Both. No, I would think...
You did tell me. No need to repeat.
Because he's on... Okay. Never mind.
Well, we'll see if we can get him. I know he's hard to book.
Yes.
With his schedule.
He's got a band and everything, so he's not available on the weekends.
Yeah.
Naked Twister still, I think is the name of the band.
Wow.
Free plug.
Aggressive. Aggressively
throwing
named.
Throwing it right out there.
Yeah, that's, well, he is paying us.
Actually, let me call him. Hey, you owe us 10 cents.
we should see if he is available.
He would be down. He would be down.
Let me just get a little bit.
Because we're still, like I said, we're still on the same wavelength with all the movies we watch and everything, and we picked our friendship right back up where we left it. It was really good.
Yeah, that's good. I'd love to see him.
Yeah,
we'll see if we can get him over here for this. Other than that,
how
everything
was your week,
good? Oh, good, man. Good.
Halloween. Yeah.
Happy. This is our Halloween, post-Halloween episode.
Spooktacular.
It's going to come out in March of next year.
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear the Halloween Boogie Monster? Not that I should be.
No, we can get the Boogie Monster a free
plug.
Oh,
my God.
I know Dave.
Kyle and Dave. So good.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't return my calls, but Dave's cool.
Justin got a shirt from Dave.
Yeah, no, he's great. I love the guy.
Their Halloween one was really good.
Yeah, it was very good.
I thought that was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
man.
Other than that, you know, no big deal. We went on a sweet date.
Oh, yeah?
It's fucking hot.
Yeah, where?
This chick.
Oh, yeah?
Red Lobster.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro.
Wow. Was it their lobster fest?
I think it probably was, but I don't eat fish, so.
Yeah, that's right. What a wasted date. Let's go to Red Lobster. Let's not.
I had some biscuits and chicken tacos, which were delicious.
Well, those biscuits are amazing.
Yeah, they are. I gotta tell you, they came out and they're like, "You want some more biscuits?" And
that's,
I was
a good
like,
point. "The last place I'd ever expect you."
I actually told the waitress, "I'm here for the biscuits," and she was like, "I think that's why she came out later and was like, more biscuits." And I was like, "Yeah, we're
like,
doing,
yeah, no,
we're
I wasn't joking."
And then we took the entire like second serving home. I was just like, "We're just gonna take this. Put
Dude,
these
you,
in your purse.
I can make them. They're good."
Yeah, my aunt has a recipe.
Yeah, they're
also
good. You can buy it in a box.
I've seen
cheese,
the box kind also, which I'm not a huge fan of.
It was really good.
Yeah. All right, I'll have to try them again.
Yeah, man. Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
Star Trek?
Did you watch Star Trek?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
I watched it right before I came over, actually.
I know. Mm-hmm. You just, because you procrastinate.
Yeah, but it's fresh in my mind.
Mm-hmm. No, I watched it on Tuesday, so I don't remember what happened.
Justification, what?
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember what happened. It was so long ago.
Well, I took notes.
I mean, I Spock's in it.
Spock is mentioned.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Not in it.
Oh, never mind. I'm thinking of the original series episode I watched this afternoon.
And you're watching the Orville, too, so there's a lot of bleeding.
Yeah,
over.
I got a lot of Star Trek in my life, bro. It's bad.
I mean to keep up with the Orville, but I haven't had a chance.
I think I'm probably two episodes behind. It's not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Question that I always ask, do you think it'll get picked up for season two? Knowing Fox? I mean,
yes.
They love Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, they'll take it.
Okay. I'll give it then, because mm-hmm. I love Seth MacFarlane. I saw the first few episodes, thought they were great.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's funny.
He's an interesting actor. He's not
his acting
super
is a little,
convincing,
yeah,
but I think that's my fault for knowing he's Seth MacFarlane.
Exactly, because you know just Seth MacFarlane.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to see him as anything but.
Yeah, to mm-hmm. me it's like Seth MacFarlane trying to be the captain of the ship, not just like, oh, this is the captain of the ship played by a guy who happens to be... This dude, Seth MacFarlane.
The supporting crew is really good, too. I like a lot of the officers and stuff. Like his friend, the redhead, who's from Band of Brothers. I can't remember his name.
The redhead.
The one who was drinking on the first episode, remember? He's like, it's 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah. No, he's really
good. He was Malarkey, I think, in Band of
yeah,
Brothers.
I think Christine looked that up. She was like, yeah, it was Malarkey. And I was like, no fucking way, it
Absolutely.
Is Malarkey. He's way funnier in this.
Yeah, no, he's funny. No, we're definitely talking about this. This is definitely a topic.
Yeah, and Cisco's girlfriend,
Cassidy Yates. Absolutely,
which is just.
I guess that Maquis prison, you know,
there was a clear
the Federation
Star Trek
re-education camp.
Like, there's no way you don't see Cassidy Yates when you look at
no.
that woman. Like, I don't know.
And she gives out kind of like, I've been around the block advice.
Oh yeah. She, which is great because she's like, listen, honey, I've been in Star Trek, and this is what you got to do.
She's like, great though. She's great.
Yeah, she's cool. But you still loving Lorca?
Ah, you're right. We'll see.
Still a big Lorca fan?
I like that he's a
still throwing him fan parties?
No.
Still going to his birthday?
Necessarily.
You guys still dating? Still no. seeing each other?
I like Jason Isaacs.
Yeah.
Playing a very interesting character.
He plays an awful character in everything.
He's usually a bad guy. I was like, please don't be a bad guy. Please don't be a bad guy.
Dude.
And it's getting a little tight.
Dude.
It's getting a little close. I'm wondering. Anyways.
You know what? I'm convinced he's
well, what we saw in this episode leans me a lot towards that too. I was like, fuck it, Dave's right.
Your character judgment is terrible. Oh, I wanted to ask you about the election before we got started, but never mind. It's not a primary, it's the gubernatorial election, man. The gubernatorial election.
Oh, okay.
We're going to elect a new governor, bro. All
right.
Yeah.
I just got my ballot at home too.
I'll give you a clue. Vote Democrat.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I'm registered as that as it is.
I looked at the stuff, and Democrat's the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Republicans are they're going to be better for business, but they're pro baby rape. So
yeah.
It's
I've heard.
I'm leaning towards the Dems.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, that was the other show note we got or criticism we got, which is that like when we're whispering, sometimes the people can't
really?
Quite hear us.
Oh, maybe I'll just have to move closer to the mic.
See, right there, like nobody heard that.
No, I think they definitely are.
No, I don't think so.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh. Our listeners were commenting on that.
Oh.
Yeah. So speak up, Brendan.
Listeners plural?
Oh, yeah, dude. At least three listeners.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Huge. We're growing in leaps and bounds over
Holy
here.
Holy shit, dude.
Whatever we're
I'm not gonna lie,
thing.
It makes me a little nervous once you made it real. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, really?
Between you and me, like, I kind of had this, like, we're putting this out there. Okay. All right.
Oh,
dude. All right, put this out there. I was a little nervous.
I've already told, like, a bunch of people about it.
I'm gonna do public Facebook once we put it on iTunes. Like, well, I'm gonna do, like, hey, Dave and I are tag you. And
Can you make a Facebook page?
Sure.
I think we want to have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, deal. Okay.
All right, sweet. I'll put you on that. I'll handle the editing and the technical side of like posting and handle our direct page.
Okay.
And you can take care of our Facebook shit.
Deal.
How's that?
You got it. All right,
sweet. And I'm going to need a Twitter account and probably, I don't know, what are people using?
I hate Twitter, but I'll deal with it. Yeah.
Imgur.
No, they don't use Imgur.
Also.
They use Instagram, maybe. I don't even know because it's not like Instagram is like, look
Instagram,
at the pictures I'm taking.
And we said Twitter, right? That's the one with the tweets?
Yeah, it's the one with the tweets.
Okay, so we can tweet and we can Instagram. And what's the other one? There's another one. Pictograph.
No.
No, it's not Pinterest.
Pinterest?
No, I'm thinking of something else. Instagram and wasn't there another thing? What's the one? Snapchat. We got a Snapchat, bro.
No, we don't have to Snapchat, bro.
You got to be snapping chats.
No, we're not going to. No.
People are going to want to Snapchat us, dude.
If they want, sure. But until there's demand, let me know.
There's a lot of demand. You've already got a lot of emails already.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
have
people
you?
Are just being like, dude, what's your Snap?
Our inbox is flooded? Is that flooded?
I'm looking for a more
Where's our Snap?
Effective way to send you dick pics. What's your Snap, bro?
That's just
fan.
What we need. That's just what we need.
Long time listener, first time writer.
I'm going to go priority Facebook, Twitter, Instagram maybe. Pinterest, sure.
Oh, and a YouTube page.
Sure.
I feel like we might want to post this on YouTube.
I don't see a problem with that because it's more publicity. It's more
right?
Way to get
exactly.
No,
I'll look into the YouTube thing since I'm already posting it as an actual podcast.
And you've got the raw stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'll take a look.
All right.
Not going to learn how to work YouTube. Fucking you kids and your bullshit. I remember
I
when
do
YouTube,
YouTube a lot. I mean,
was just a website where you went for funny videos.
It's still where I go for funny videos.
You're right. It hasn't changed much except it's owned by Google.
Yeah, that's the only difference. No, I YouTube a lot. I could see what I can do with that.
All right. Yeah, we'll look into it.
Yeah.
But, we'll talk. So you asked for it and you got it, listeners. We're coming at you.
Actually, no, nobody
Hard
asked.
And fast.
Nobody asked for this.
Hard and fast.
No, nobody asked for this.
Hard. We're gonna
Isn't that the conceit
the
of the podcast?
Change
nobody
the title.
Had. Oh.
Two people are clamoring for this shit. Podcast. We're going to need a new acronym. What is that?
P-A.
Clamor. Clamp. For pack.
T. Packfts. Sure.
Yeah. Packfts.
Doesn't have that same NAFcast ring to it.
I mean, you don't like it, but I could.
I love
you
NAFcast.
You have horrible taste. You like Lorca.
Fuck you. I like the character. I don't know if he's a good guy yet. Doubts are. There's a lot more doubts now.
All right.
All right, well, so episode 6.
Let's get into it. Where do we...
It was called Lethe or Lethe?
I don't
It was
watch.
Called... It was L-E-T-H-E. So
I don't watch
Lethe,
the episode titles.
Lethe.
Disco.
Yeah, I've got... Well, my
disco.
First note. Minute and 30 in. Nice shot of Vulcan. Also, good shot, good design of the Vulcan ships.
Okay.
Like, there was a quick shot of, like, the big cliffy, you know, buildings on Vulcan.
This is clearly Vulcan.
Yeah, it was definitely like a, this is Vulcan, you know.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah. But then, yeah, second 2 minutes in, disco shirts.
Disco shirts.
Classic. I think I liked that.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Like, what's so classic about it?
It must say Very on the back. It must.
Very?
Must.
Very disco. Disco Very.
It's, disco stew.
It doesn't make any sense. And they were the only thing in this universe that's not branded Starfleet.
Well, I'm sure there's like a little Starfleet tag by the hand.
Yeah, there
I'm
has
sure
to be.
It's got to be.
They, I don't know. They make them pretty obvious and everything else, like bed sheets and pillowcases and nightgowns.
But, yes.
Hey, there you go. Right, in, right into the mic, pal.
I'm working on it.
There you go.
It.
Like it's a dick.
It. I'm working on like it.
It's, work the balls. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You look like you've done that before.
moving on.
Anyway, disco.
So yeah, disco shirts. I said Tilly keeps growing on me as a character, and at the beginning of this episode I said maybe I would have rather liked Discovery if it was focused on Tilly. Like, Michael still hasn't had a chance to shine. Come the end of the episode, I'm finally like, oh, finally they're giving something to Michael here to work on.
What did they give her?
Well, like some fucking character development.
Oh right,
like,
okay.
Actual legit character development.
No, I've always liked Tilly. I definitely wouldn't watch a show based around her, but besides,
as part of the ensemble, she's good.
I think Lorca and the tall guy are going to get capped, and then we're going to see Michael in the command chair.
Saru's not going anywhere.
Interesting.
Saru is not going anywhere.
I wonder if, here's what's going to happen. First season, end of first season, Lorca dead. Second season, Saru starts in command. Turns out, can't hack it. Requests a demotion. Michael takes over.
All right.
Calling that. Third season, Michael isn't commander of the Discovery.
All right.
By the third season, that's where this is going to be the story, the redemption tale
of course
of the fallen officer who ultimately ends up being captain.
Yes.
I'm saying third season, fourth at the latest.
No, I can see her taking command by second or third. Easily.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
No, and Saru's not going anywhere. He's loved by the fans right now, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, people like all sorts of people. You remember that guy who was the lieutenant in the Corbomite maneuver?
Oh yeah, good point.
People loved him.
Yeah, good point.
And he went off with some aliens and
never
fucked
mind
off.
Yeah,
just,
all right,
just watched it this afternoon. Every time I scroll through Star Trek, because Christine's watching it now, like I'll just be like, oh, this is, I think in my head, like, there's a lot of shit episodes, and there are, but as I'm scrolling through them, I'm like, that one's good, and that one's good. And that one's good, mm-hmm. And that one's good, and it's
that's
tough. It's tough to skip any of them, I gotta tell you. Because of Halloween, I was
next
like,
gen.
Ooh, there's
it's
a...
easy to skip a lot of next gen episodes.
There are some.
There's some that are just
first
padding.
Season.
Yeah, first
there
season.
There was they've got that original series Halloween episode that is just terrible.
I don't remember.
That's
that
one,
one
of the few you can just like you can skip that.
I probably haven't even seen it.
Yeah, it's not great.
Hmm.
There's a giant cat, a black cat. That,
shut
like,
up.
Yeah.
Just, no, I definitely never saw that one.
There's like a witch that turns herself into a big cat.
Is it like a Bewitched like, crossover?
It's, dude, it's so bad. It's like clearly that's a regular sized cat on a small set. And like they use like the shadow of it.
Wow.
Like, it's just like, oh my God.
Wow, no,
this
I never
is
even
really
saw that
bad.
One. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, don't watch it.
Okay. So about 4 minutes in. I said
4 minutes in. Okay.
Holodecks are just a thing now.
Yes, yeah, I said that too.
WTF?
Yeah, we have holodecks. But even before that, Constitution class Enterprise. They mention it.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, when they're jogging and Tilly's like, "I'm tired," and she's like, "You got to push yourself to like have a better time. That's how you're gonna become captain." And she's like, "How's that gonna make me captain?" And she's like, "You get your certification for fast running." And then you get transferred to, you know, a Constitution class ship like the Enterprise, and you serve like 5 years there as, you know, lieutenant, and then before you know it, you'll be captain. I was like, oh, Constitution class, Enterprise, we have these things. They exist
in this
universe.
So they mentioned that,
which means their ship is fucking pussy shit because Constitution class are the tits. So
usually,
I don't know why they're like the shit right now. Why aren't we? What's the Enterprise doing? I want to know. Pike's in command, maybe.
Spock's in school, I guess.
Spock.
Well, we've done the.
We
well,
don't know
I've,
about that.
I've listened to or read somewhere like talking about where everybody actually is.
Interesting.
At this point, and right. I think at this point, Spock is serving on the Enterprise, or is about to be transferred to the Enterprise.
Interesting, because, I mean, I was figuring we were talking about this the other week.
Yeah.
By the way, apparently, I do not pay attention because I realized like. Two episodes back, I was like, I can't believe so the engineer's gay, huh? And you were like, yeah. And then, like, last episode, I was like, engineer's gay, huh? And you were like,
you're like
yeah.
We talked about this. Yeah.
I was like, ah, apparently I'm not paying attention.
Nah.
So,
some social grace is just ran over your head.
Oh, fuck you. I mean, to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... So I'm sorry, I interrupted myself talking about the Constitution class of Enterprise. Yeah, right. No, but you were saying where everybody is.
Yeah.
So, like, where's Kirk? Is he still...
Kirk is on a certain mission that, like, there was a problem, and, like, I wasn't familiar with this story, but it was like, oh, and apparently he's probably, like, limping his way back to, like, Starfleet space, because he was on this other ship before the Enterprise. You'd know better than me, maybe.
All right, sure.
And, like...
The Stargazer?
I think you're right.
I think I'm wrong.
No, I think that's Picard's ship. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. Damn it, you had me.
What was Kirk's? I think they probably mentioned it.
I'll bring it back next time.
The Finnegan.
The Finnegan.
No, that was his childhood rival.
Oh. Okay. I don't remember that either.
Yeah, it's a sensitive topic. Don't bring it up with him.
Oh, it wasn't. Hey, Shat.
Willie. Yeah, but they're out there because we hear about the Enterprise and we hear about Spock this episode.
We did.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was a big, like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Still don't know how it's going to... Well,
he's
we'll
a pivotal
out.
Part of the episode, in fact, and actually, he's younger than Michael, or at least...
It's assumed, yeah.
He may not be younger, but I guess Vulcans live longer, so they're... Yeah, Michael has been through...
The academy already, and he's, like, just starting.
Vulcan prep school, and, yeah, then went into Starfleet, and then he was like, oh, because Spock went into Starfleet, too, and, like, so I was like, oh, right. Got it.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see.
Off topic,
do you think Spock's ever going to make an appearance? I don't think so.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going to be upset if he does. You can't, don't do all this weird shit and then just pop Spock in.
No, I agree.
We've got replicators and fucking, and holodecks and Spock shows up.
Like,
no, he's not supposed to have this shit.
No.
You guys are fucking around.
A bit.
With the timeline. And so if you better make it a different universe and I don't want to see Spock at all.
Maybe he's got a goatee this time.
That would be interesting. That wouldn't make any sense either.
No, that actually does. Yeah, you'd have to go way farther back than that. But yeah, so we got holodecks are just a thing.
Yep, holodecks. Totally, we're doing them now. I wrote in. I guess we have holodecks. Security chief.
I still don't know if I trust him, but by the end of the episode, I was like, "You're meant to trust him."
So obvious. Now that I think about it and look back, that he's going to become the security chief. Old security chief died, like Lorca escapes with like this dude who's like, "Yeah, I can shoot stuff and I'm good at things."
And he's better than Lorca, as we saw. Like, that whole like,
but he lies about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust that.
Yeah,
still
yeah.
I don't know
weird.
If I trust that.
Pumping up Lorca,
and he also like called him on his backstory, where he was like, "You're not from Seattle."
Oh yeah, he's like, "I'm outside Seattle."
Yeah,
like,
yeah, all right. Yeah.
Close enough, I guess we're cool with
that. I
don't
know if I trust that.
Yeah,
By the end of the episode, you're meant to like him, and I did like him by the end of the episode.
He can fly also, which is convenient.
Yes. Well, yeah.
He's a filler for a lot of things. We need a security officer, and who is piloting this shit? Like,
yeah. No,
do we have a helmsman? Who's our helmsman? We don't know a lot of people on the bridge, and that bothers me.
Well,
there's robot face
bridge,
lady.
It's not a bridge-focused show.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I agree. I hope we get our introductions, but... It's not a bridge-focused show.
No, you're right.
It's focused on Michael.
I get it. It's the senior staff don't do shit. But then, like, I have a problem with Lorca always, like, interacting with these people. He's like, you guys are, like, this guy who we keep talking to is not the chief medical officer.
We're not sure. But
he's not
the chief medical officer.
I'm not even sure the engineer is the chief engineer.
Well.
Because all we've seen him do is fuck with the spore drive. He doesn't seem to be worried about, like, EPS conduits or anything else.
He might just be a clone of himself or, like, some other... Because he was high as fuck in this episode, I wrote down later.
Oh, yeah, he totally
was. That was interesting.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's, like, high on the spore drive, something or other.
Yeah, something's going down there. It was obvious. Lorca looked at him suspiciously, even. He was like...
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a whole weird thing.
I feel like the crew's kind of falling apart, but...
Yeah, remember I said Cap needed a friend? Like, there you go. There's Cap's first.
Yes, he did need a number one, if you will.
The first thing that happens is they're like hanging out in the holodeck shooting aliens.
Yeah.
And they're like,
as soon as I saw it, I was like, holodeck?
Cap got a buddy. Oh, yeah, obviously holodeck, clearly. I wasn't sure how I felt about the fanatics, the logic fanatics.
Yeah.
Like, but if you're going to have fanatics as a Vulcan, it would be based on logic.
They've done it.
Have they?
Enterprise.
I guess you're right. They did.
They had extreme emotional people.
Yeah, the offshoot.
But you would imagine that there would then be extreme logics.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So, well, I had a note that was just like, long and busy, cold open. Like, this whole episode seemed to be like whiplash. Like, it was
a lot
very
going
much
on.
Boom, 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 boom,
all
boom,
of a
boom,
sudden,
boom,
you're hanging
boom,
out
boom,
with
boom,
Sarek
boom,
on the shuttle, which was also dumb.
What?
Why are people just going places on shuttles? Like,
What? Yeah. A lot. Hello.
Like, there's
bring
a war
convoy.
On.
Bring some escort.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just going to go alone with this guy who's apparently barely know because he's a fanatic and I didn't realize
and
it.
And he blew himself up with a blood bomb, which was interesting.
Yeah, and that force field that came up was super useful.
Yeah.
That was kind of like...
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really, Sarah?
Good thing you had that.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
That well-placed force field that was like exactly around that one guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It yeah. was interesting.
He was, I mean, and then, of course, he doesn't die, obviously. He's injured. And, by the way, did I... we've probably talked about this before, but the guy who plays the original Sarek, first appearance is
Romulan.
Actually, is Romulan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I was reminded of that.
Mark something or other. Mark Leonard? Mark Leonard.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with that.
You don't know.
No, I don't. I'm pretty sure that's true because you just said it. So
I'm surprised they didn't pull him into this because he's way old.
Yeah, isn't he like 304?
No, I mean, he's like in his 80s, but.
I don't like the computer. I don't like that it's so human.
Yeah, how it was like, enjoy your nutritious burritos. And it was like, I don't need an opinion.
Yeah. It was like, later on, in fact, they said, I wrote down like the computer selling too hard. Like,
yeah.
He's like, grape juice, an excellent source of antioxidants.
Yeah.
I was like, shut the fuck.
Like, I don't need Nanny McPhee telling me about my food that I ordered. I just want my food.
We're good. Just give me what
just
I asked for.
Goddamn food.
And stop making somebody suggest the computer's mouthy.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I don't know if I like it either.
And it's abusing Saru.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Like, it's just straight up abusive to that guy.
It's manipulative. How about just kill Michael? What?
Yeah, and then again, I wrote down what you had said last time. We got another long distance call to Sarek.
Yeah. Okay, it was fine.
Yeah.
They're making it. It's a thing now.
You knew that wasn't going to be a one-time thing, obviously.
Of course. No, they brought that in the beginning, and you're like, oh, this is Katra long-distance calling.
Which, again, I was
Katra
like...
Katra collect calling.
Learning a lot about the Katra.
Yeah.
A lot about it. Also, it was apparently really easy to make a mind-meld machine.
What was that?
It was just like, oh, all I have to do is like hook it up to these electrodes, and it'll like mind-meld your brain across space. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
You're
I'm homing beacon.
Maybe he's like super smart now, after everything.
Who?
The engineer.
I guess.
Maybe
he's
just
they didn't
like,
give
oh.
him. They didn't even give him credit for it.
I thought they did.
Did they?
Isn't he who made it? Who made
no,
it?
No, it was a doctor, I think, actually.
Oh, was it the doctor?
I believe so.
Well,
either way, they didn't give anybody enough credit for making this crazy thing that can help you hone in on somebody through Vulcan mind powers.
Yeah. Oh, badges. By the way, we keep learning new shit about the badges.
Yeah,
apparently,
yeah.
They come right off.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, not in the original series.
They were sewn the fuck on in the original series, but...
Fucking on that uniform, dude.
All right. They also...
You know they were kept on with Velcro?
Really?
Yeah, in the original... In Next Generation.
TNG?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right.
Makes sense, though.
Yep. Because you just have a bunch of suits and then, you know, just like slap them right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear the karate chopping in the background.
Okay. Probably.
There's a dojo upstairs, so, you know, occasionally
dojo.
You get some noises. The mind fight was cool. We had some like Matrix action.
That was a little interesting. Got to see some Vulcan martial arts.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, Vulcan
similar
martial
to
arts.
The usual Star Trek martial arts.
Oh, dude, it was totally fucking like some Neo shit. There was like some twists and like a lot of like
body flip over.
Yeah,
it was a little
we're
updated.
Like punching you across like a pavilion.
It wasn't Spock with his fucking.
Yeah.
They updated that a little bit, certainly.
Yeah, yeah. Not traditional Vulcan combat.
So I wrote in 13 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 10 minutes in, I said, maybe this is just me. Episode's moving too fast. 13 minutes in, I was like, exposition dump. Like, when she was in the medical office, it was like, oh, well, he had Katra and me, and I could call him, and so he's in pain, and we gotta go get him. And it's like, well, take a breath, Discovery. Take a breath. And that was my feeling throughout this whole episode. I was like, take a breather, bro. Take a breather. Let us relish in one of these established scenes you put in, instead of it's just like, the medical officer, then it's in the captain's quarters, and then it's in the shuttle bay, and then it's in the Klingon thing, and whoa.
I had to keep it moving, man.
Slow it down.
Dude, we got a lot of discovering to do.
Apparently.
You know how long it took them to fit in the disco t-shirts that they've been saving?
About 5 episodes.
Guys, we've got to have a scene where they're jogging.
It's disco.
Something. They can play racquetball, whatever. We've got the t-shirts. We got to use them.
So true.
It's I feel like there's a bit of that going on where they're
like a little
guys,
bit of branding.
Like we got some Star Trek shit we're going to do.
Sell some merch.
Yeah.
We got to push this shit. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, good props, though. I mean, I've enjoyed
what
they...
I've enjoyed the set design. I've enjoyed the ship design as on the whole.
Yep.
You know, the Raiders, I'm a little,
they remind me of like roller coaster carts.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, where they're like, they have that little canopy over top. I do like the shuttlecraft, though.
I noticed that.
I was trying to figure out if I liked it at first, and then I was like, it's a little
like when they showed that rear, like, was good.
Yeah. Well, we'd be jumping ahead, but I do have a lot of comments on that, the shuttlecraft scene.
Me too. Where
they're like, actually, oh my god.
I was like, apparently there's turbulence and warp now.
Yeah.
Because everything was just...
And that nebula was fucking baller.
That was sexy.
I don't know if they were at warp. They were in the nebula, weren't they? Can you go to warp in a nebula? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That
maybe,
trippy as fuck nebula.
But even, it felt like even in the first episode we're there, or
acid nebula.
The third episode, which was really the first.
We've seen some weird shit happen in warp. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it just always seemed like a smooth ride.
Turbulence is always a feature of Star Trek. You got to shake that set and falling over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. A lot of true. That.
But fucking dude, I was tripping balls in that nebula.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was
fucking
sexy.
Nuts. I've never seen a nebula quite like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was well done.
They're like, we need more colors. Yeah. More colors.
Because it makes this fucking trippy as shit, guys.
The space is blue, by the way.
People are going to really be black. High for this. You gotta really spice this up.
Let's see. So Stamets is high as fuck. I put that as 17 minutes because he really something's up with him, and we obviously knew that from the ending of the last episode.
Oh yeah, and I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. I wanted to ask that. I thought she had the Katra from when the Klingons took her home, like attacked her shit.
No, but you found out later that the Vulcans tried to blow up her academy.
Right, right.
She was rescued as a child, but you saw that whole like. That flashback scene where the academy was under fire was when she was an adult.
Or I didn't realize that. I didn't put the two together. Mm-hmm. I thought she had they had the Katra thing had occurred a long time.
No, it was when she died for 3 minutes.
Right.
And he was able to pull her back.
Did we know about that before this? No. I didn't think so. Okay.
But
so
they did show the scene of the academy being attacked.
I must have
I think you thought it was the original.
The two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was their point.
Yep. No,
maybe misdirect
you. On purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, oh, they've got that, they got a Vulcan in Starfleet. Finally, we've seen the first Starfleet Vulcan, the guy he talks to on the screen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where he's like, where we'll go.
And he's like, no, don't go. Oh, too late.
I actually totally missed the whole fucking thing where why Sarek was going to begin with until the end.
They explained it at the end.
Well, they explained it in the beginning, too. They were like, he wanted to go talk to the Klingons because he thinks he can. And I was just like, what?
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you learned about it at the end.
Wasn't a good plan.
Yeah.
It turned out at the end of the episode.
Dumb. Just dumb people.
Why send? That's in my notes.
What's that?
Like, oh, okay, they wouldn't, our mediator, who maybe could have talked to them, didn't make it. So let's send the enemy. Let's send the ones they want to kill. No, don't.
Well, dude, I feel like you want to get into this now.
Well, what else do I have to say?
Let's do, because I got a lot to say about the end of this episode.
Okay.
We're at the 30-minute mark, man. We got some time.
We do.
Come on, man. Our listeners have come to expect a lot of great content in sequence.
It's true.
From beginning to, we can't be jumping around.
No, we can't.
It's unfair.
So
stay tuned, folks. In fact, we're going to take a brief commercial break.
Okay.
And we're back.
Oh.
Hope you enjoyed that word from our sponsor. I don't know, stamps.com.
Stamps.caspermattress.com.
Probably one of them.
Yeah.
Buy stamps off the internet and
Blue
sleep
Apron
in a mattress named after
mattresses.
A ghost.
Blue Apron mattresses.
And eat pre-made food from Blue Apron, who might be going out of business. I don't know. Anyway. we finally met the first Starfleet Vulcan, which I thought was interesting, who was kind of also lippier than I've come to be used to. Like he was like, hey, I was like, whoa, you're Vulcan, bro. Let's chill out.
Well, doesn't necessarily mean he's Vulcan, but it's assumed that he is.
Well,
he had pointy ears.
I'm pretty sure he was Vulcan.
I kind of agree.
In fact,
because he was talking about Vulcan stuff.
I actually made a note where I was like, so, this guy speaks for all Vulcans, Lorca? Because Lorca was like, tell the Vulcans I'll take care of it. And I was like, oh, like what? This guy speaks for all Vulcans, bro? Like,
yes.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Like, wow, Lorca, way to go. Way to be super insensitive.
Well,
they just lost an unimportant member of their society.
Yeah, right? Well, Lorca had an interesting ride this episode.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a quick aside. The Buran, they talk about his original ship, the Buran.
Oh,
little,
yeah.
Little tidbit, the Buran was the name of the Soviet shuttle program, or it was the name of one of the Soviet shuttles that they copied directly from us.
Interesting.
But it's a reference, I believe, to the shuttle Buran.
Right. It had to be like a failed one that Archer, that Lorca blew up.
Yeah.
Because fuck the Soviets.
Well, they never actually made it off the ground. They never like... The program like,
that's
lost,
what they tell
lost
you.
Funding before it.
Yeah.
They got a chance.
That's the story America weaves.
All right.
They don't tell you about the Soviet base on the moon, though, do they, Brandon?
Wait, what?
Yeah. I didn't think so. Anyway.
Wait, no. I think that bear's going back over.
Dude, just look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. Everyone knows.
Apparently not me.
It's fine. Bush did 9/11. What? Anyway. I missed, like I said, I missed the whole point of Sarek's mission, but I am just curious as to why Lorca keeps a bowl of
fortune cookies
on his desk and doesn't seem to read any of the fortunes, or are there no fortunes? There's no fortunes in his fortune cookie? Have we seen fortunes?
No.
Is that a deeper...
I don't... They mentioned in the beginning that it was like an old family business, because Lorca looks super Asian.
Oh, he did say that, didn't he? But
yeah.
Are there fortunes? Have we seen him read a fortune? I don't think so.
No.
So, like, is that like a no matter how many fortunes you cookies you crack?
I don't know anybody
who's
like
uncertain.
I don't know about you. I don't know anybody who's like, you know what I could go for right now? A fortune cookie.
They're terrible.
They're cardboard. They're not that good.
They're not great. You eat them for the fortune.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll take the fortune and throw the cookie away.
Is food that bad
or
in the future?
Like a
where
starving
like
child.
Fortune cookies are a delicacy, maybe?
Oh, probably
maybe.
Not.
No,
we have replicators.
Synthesize everything.
It's
no, they're
fine.
Synthesizers.
Yeah.
They're synthesizers.
Oh, are they?
There's a distinction. It's their synthesizers.
Oh, I know.
They do the exact same thing a replicator does, but they're a synthesizer.
Right, right. But they didn't have fucking those either.
I know. Didn't I know
the food was
well
in a
aware.
Fucking like
mess hall?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was like the old lunch rooms of like the 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
you just go open and open a shelf, and there'd be a sandwich there,
automat or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Automat. Right, right, right. Yep.
No, but apparently they're synthesizers.
That's what they thought
not,
the future would be
not replicators. Just to make that distinction.
Yeah. Well,
even though they do totally the same thing.
No,
as
synthesizers have some sort of limit.
Okay.
I think they are different things. It's like phasers and lasers. It's like
okay.
One is like a replicator can break down like anything and turn it into anything, and a synthesizer can only do something.
Like make close approximations.
I don't know, or like can't make organic matter. I don't know. There's something.
Probably.
It's beats the shit out of me, man. I don't know. I didn't write this shit. But
I mean, those breakfast burritos look pretty good.
Point is, the fortune cookies without fortunes.
Still a little unsettling.
Yeah.
My biggest criticism of the show so far.
We make our own
Where
fate.
The fuck are... Oh, maybe that's what it is.
That's what I'm saying, man. I think they're trying to tell you something,
oh,
bro.
Okay, okay,
I think
okay.
It's like a message all right, all right. Of like no.
Like,
no.
All these fortune cookies are empty, and he's
no
like,
fortunes.
I know, we make our own fate.
Yeah, this
oh.
Is... Again, I'm looking, I'm brooding in dark.
It kind of
Have
is.
You seen my eyes?
No, because the lights are always low, Lorca.
I know, it gives my face this super shadowy effect.
Scars remind us that the past is real. It's every time he says shut up, I'm just like, Red Dragon said it first, buddy.
Yeah, it's priceless.
Yeah.
Yep, don't
so,
like him, never have.
Where was I? Ship design still on point, including the shuttles. That was when they were leaving.
Yep,
I like
the shuttle.
Wow, it was good.
So I like the groovy engineer.
Stamets.
Groovy, way cool.
Yeah.
The two things he actually said, I was like, wow.
Something's up.
We're making this pretty obvious. Because
he was a high-maintenance, uptight guy right before that.
Yeah, he was. I thought maybe it was just like, oh, things are going well in engineering. And then I was like, no. When he started saying groovy, I was like, this is...
Something's up, man.
Yeah, there's something going on here. Well, and obviously we know there's like a mirror image of him, like something weird is happening.
Yeah.
That nobody else knows.
I mean, I think they're going to chalk it up to like the fact, or like he's going to defend it being like, I saw the universe, like I was able, you know,
mm-hmm.
Basically had a severe acid trip.
Yeah, well, and then going into that nebula wouldn't have helped, so no. Good thing he didn't ride on. hey, was this a no badge mission? I felt like
I didn't notice.
Like, none of these people had badges. They had badges later on when they put on like the vests, because they were like in the shuttle, but I feel like when he asked everybody, like Michael doesn't wear a badge, and Tilly's a cadet, so I don't think she has a badge. And then the other guy, I feel like when he was in the mess hall, he didn't have a badge either, because he's just like, he's not officially part of the ship.
Not officially.
Felt like it was a no badge mission. It was a bunch of badgeless fucking outcasts. People who weren't like usually involved in shit. And then like they were, and I guess that's what the show is about. Is a bunch of like outcasts that aren't like on the crew.
And that's kind of what Lorca was trying to say at one point where he was like,
I need
like,
people like you, even though I'm a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah, like everything he says I take with a grain of salt because I'm just like, yeah, this is wisdom coming from an asshole.
You're just waiting for the shoe to drop for him to be an asshole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it already did kind of.
Oh, in this episode for sure.
Yeah. We will get there.
Okay, we're almost there.
Like, I mean, I had a lot to say about this episode.
Okay.
3D touchscreen, we had another visit from that, which was, don't you remember? Was doing like the Minority Report action.
Oh, he was again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had another. That's becoming like a more regular thing that apparently we're doing.
And that was Jason Isaacs?
Exactly like Kirk did.
What?
Yeah. Kirk was big on the 3D touchscreen. They used it a lot. It was a very, very familiar effect.
Picard?
No. I mean Kirk.
When?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
It's me being sarcastic.
I was like, wait, yeah, you had me.
That's my point. Like, we're doing more of that.
Yeah, no, they are. Like, and I will say that Jason Isaacs has said publicly that he hasn't, and we haven't yet seen him in the captain's chair. And that's because...
Is there a captain's chair? Oh, I think there is. Saru was sitting in it at some point, I think.
But his whole thing is like he wants to be like active, and his whole thing is like he wants to conduct the battle like an orchestra. That's what he wanted the character to be like. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
As a decision. As like a character decision.
Yeah, I see where he's going with that. He was very like, I almost thought it was like operatic in the first fight where he was up there and he was like, da 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 da.
Yeah, that's what he's going for.
Yeah, yeah. I hate him.
I know you do.
Admiral's also a doctor, apparently.
As a therapist. That was her specialty.
Yeah, she's a shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so we learned that, and then he fucks her.
Sucks what happened to
her. Also, hey, like, we've got some people out on, like, this really sensitive mission to save Sarek, and the universe kind of hangs in the balance. We should probably fuck, right?
Yeah. Oh,
was
that not what you were putting down? I'm sorry.
Yeah, right?
It's kind of awkward.
Not letting that throw off his game at all. He was just like, yeah, I know. The universe hangs in the balance.
Just got back from a Klingon prison ship, and I feel like
kind of a stressful time. But if I've got your attention for 15 minutes.
Let's do it. And they did.
Smooth as fuck, Lorca. Lorca got in there. He was like, you feeling vulnerable? Yeah. Did I get you drunk enough? Good deal. All right. Take off those pants. Get out of that jumpsuit, sweetheart.
She was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, let me take off my badge.
She was into it.
She was.
Well, they were former lovers, you
saw how that worked out.
Mm.
Uh-huh. So,
Well, let's get to it. What else are we missing?
I don't know. I can't read my own writing.
That's why I type it up.
You do type it up. You son of a bitch.
It's smart.
I'm not sure why fucking... Man, I could go for another beer. excuse me. I'm not sure why... Oh, is a beer coming my way? Oh, it's a miracle.
I'd like to thank our production assistant, Christine.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Thanks, Christine.
Thanks, darling. So, apparently the shuttle driver didn't even need to be there because the shuttle fucking drove itself because he got out to give a 15-minute motivational speech.
I know.
I was like, why are you here, bro?
That was pretty funny.
And Lorca was like, he can fight, he can fly. Well, we don't even know that yet.
Apparently he doesn't need to.
He didn't do any of either during this episode.
He just gave a rousing speech.
Yeah, he was like, you got to believe in yourself. But not when it comes to flying. Because...
So, like, at first I was like, I'm hesitant about this Ash Tyler guy, and I love Lorca. And by the end of this episode, I'm like, oh, we're meant to like Ash Tyler, and I don't know how I feel about Lorca now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel either way about Ash, really. Lorca?
You're sold that he's a bad guy.
I was always a little suspicious of Lorca.
Well, when they cast Jason Isaacs, you're like, well, at least I was. I was like, oh, no, he's a bad guy. You can't cast a bad guy.
I didn't even do that. Captain. I just, when he, just everything he did from the get-go, he was just shady. He was a shady captain.
He is. By definition, he lives in the shade.
Yeah, I know. It was my first problem, if you remember correctly. A lot of stubbed toes on the Enterprise. Yeah. It's just a selfish move.
It is.
Like, if every time you came over here, all my lights were off, you'd be
could
like...
could be the cool captain who wears shades. Like,
yeah, right?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Risky business captain. Like,
fucking reflective. He's just doing guitar solos on the fucking bridge.
Time of rock and roll.
You guys heard this one?
Ancient Earth.
Right. They'd have to. So, yeah, I thought that was fun. They just brought him along for his motivational speaking skills.
Hey, he was good. I liked what he said.
The Vulcan scene, did we see a little bit of pride from Sarek?
We did.
I feel like there was some pride.
We did.
Which immediately turned to shame. Well, not immediately, mm-hmm. but over the years turned to shame.
Mm-hmm. And she called him out on it.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, ooh, we're getting some serious emotional, like character.
Emotional Klingons. Vulcans.
Emotional Vulcans. Well, they've got emotions. They just suppress them.
Mm-hmm. Still, I don't think that's the greatest idea.
Poor Michael. She made me sad.
Yeah.
She's, I do not wish to be here. And I was just like, oh, Mikey. Mick.
Poor Mikey.
Michelob.
Michelob Ultra.
I don't know. The Michael thing is still, I just don't get it. But I really wish there was a thing. Because if they even say it, when we said in the first episode where you were like, maybe just like names are all transgender in the future. And like people were wearing dresses in the fucking first episode.
Absolutely.
That's all true. But Tilly also said, never met another girl named Michael. So it's not a regular thing. It's a weird thing for a girl to be named Michael. I wish they'd given us some explanation of that.
Like, they might.
They may still. We've got maybe a lot of backstory to uncover.
Maybe they were
sure.
like two Burnhams and like they put her, like maybe she had a brother. And that they could only save the sister, but they put the wrong name on the roster and it just stuck.
Ooh, nice. I think
I covered up that plot hole pretty quick there.
You should write an email.
I think you'll
weave that in later.
Nick Meyer, call me.
Yeah, Spock's younger than Michael. I had notes on that.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the bedroom. So the bedroom scene,
mm-hmm.
I wrote down, oh no.
Because did you think what I thought? I thought he was going to vapor right there.
Oh, I thought about it.
I thought real quickly that he was going to kill her.
At that, I knew immediately, though, that something was going to... This was not going to go well for her. By the end of the episode, it didn't. He had to have done something. Also, those scars were weird.
I think that's what we're left to believe.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you were supposed to think. Those scars were weird. Did he get them on the Klingon ship, or did he get them before?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know.
Very odd.
But they'll come back.
But, okay, yeah. We'll talk about them when they do.
I will.
I don't know when he would have gotten them, other than...
They look pretty fresh. Or they were meant to look fresh, I think.
I didn't think they looked that fresh.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. That's a weird one. But, yeah, as soon as...
And then as soon as she touched him...
As soon as they have an argument, I was just like, oh, no.
Yeah. Because oh, yeah.
I was like, this chick's fucked.
Like, she's dead.
I thought she was going to die. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was going to kill her right there.
Of course, he encourages her manipulatively to go on this mission. It's all him.
Mm-hmm.
It's all him. He's like, oh, he's but maybe she'll go. And then... When she gets caught, spoiler,
yeah,
you should watch the episode, fuckers.
I thought we covered this a long time ago.
Yeah,
if somebody's still listening now and they haven't watched the episode,
you're ignorant.
I'm so sorry for the
spoilers.
But
if you're one of our seven listeners, please keep listening. But you're ignorant.
I wouldn't call our seven listeners ignorant.
Just that one. The
We're
other six are legit.
Six. We're going to have four by the end of this.
I hope more than that because I feel like I'm related to four of them. you're not even listening.
I listened to one.
Have you liked the page?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, fucking dick. I gotta do everything right here.
To comment, like, and share on my own podcast.
Yep.
My bad.
Yep, are you cross-promoting?
I will be.
Yeah. yeah, well, I feel like that was all planned poorly, like, including by the host of the thing. They were like, we're not going to take any security precautions.
No.
And we're just going to invite you
guys
here.
We're going to trust this alien race that you and I, and as an audience, we've never seen before.
Clearly warlike, even if they're not.
They looked emissary. No, they looked like emissarily.
Oh, no, I meant the Klingons.
No, the Klingons, yes. But they were supposed to be the hosts of
the guys who got stabbed in the back.
Yeah, they got stabbed right in the back.
Immediately were like, we're just going to let Klingons stand behind us and have no security.
By the way,
this is all fine.
I wouldn't go to a peace talk where the Klingons outnumbered me.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to a peace talk where the Klingons are armed.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why was there like a shit ton of like enough to, and this is, I assume, on the host's home planet.
Mm-hmm.
So what, did they just like murder these people and then like they bounced? They're like, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to be in a Klingon prison easily, if not dead.
Yeah. But like my point
she's
is
a prisoner
like,
of war, though.
How do these guys turn on the hosts and then just be like, yeah, we're out of here. Like these guys don't have any backup. There's like, this is really poor.
They remind me of
planned.
Like the, was it the Hanar from Mass Effect? The jellyfish dudes?
Oh, yeah.
They were supposed to be kind of like facilitating that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they were dumb.
They were.
Yeah.
They got manipulated a lot.
That was ignorant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to call so much ignorant.
I mean, well, it was ignorant to host the Klingons with...
It was poor planning. Would have had some turrets in there.
it would have had something.
Cameras?
Some phaser-proof glass. Maybe like guards.
But that might work.
Instead of like the three dudes in robes who were like, we can handle this.
Two Starfleet officers along with the Admiral.
Well, I can even understand that because it's like you don't want to like start a negotiation with like a bunch of guns.
No.
But like the people who are hosting this thing.
They should have guaranteed their safety.
Yeah.
There should have been some guarantee.
Fucking eat some salt, bro. Fucking let's do this thing right.
Eat some salt?
Yeah, you don't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Fuck you. You're an outcast. We all hate you.
Right over my head.
All of us. All the Game of Thrones watchers. We're all just, we're better than you.
Apparently. I'll live over here in my ignorance.
Okay? Yeah. Brandon, it's ignorant.
I'm just ignorant. Okay.
It's ignorant.
Oh, God.
Mm. We're gonna have to check some levels after this. I'm gonna need to edit.
Yeah, I'm noticing a little bit. But
yeah, we're getting lively here.
Well, I'm eating the mic more than I did before.
I think it's me. I think it's my fault.
Well, you're popping a little bit.
I think this is what you get, guys. The fire, the heat. Nobody asked for this, but it's coming at you hot.
Again, we're still better quality than a lot of podcasts.
Oh, dude,
I hear people who do it on Skype, and it's terrible.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah. I mean, some people like it. If you got good content,
no,
like,
I don't listen to them. But I'm like, wow, we sound a lot more professional than these people. Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple $100 for recording equipment, and that's all it takes.
Started as a hobby, a little bit of YouTubing. Yeah,
yeah, it's piece cake.
Learn a little bit about Audacity, and that's all we needed, really. The hard part
YouTube is a treasure trove.
Yeah, if you're ever like, I need to learn how to do X, guess what? There's a video on it.
We're telling people this like they don't know. Hey, if you're 55.
Yeah, if you're 65
or
listening
older,
to this,
need to check out how YouTube.
To tie a tie.
That shit's baller.
It's on YouTube.
Tie a tie. That's priceless.
That's how I learned when I was a kid.
My grandfather taught me, but.
I didn't have a father figure around at the time.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Yeah, yeah. You did for a while. What was your first tie, pal?
Well, yeah, it was like
your dad was around when I was in high school.
I know, I'm kidding.
Nope, never wore a tie. Not until I was 30.
Nope, never felt like it. Never
first time
it.
I gave it a shot, and I was like, "Damn it, should have got on that earlier."
But yeah, towards the end, there was one thing where she was like, "He could never get out of me what he wanted," and I'm realizing now I may never get what I want out of him, talking about Sarek, remember?
Oh, right.
And I was like, wow, that took me years of therapy to figure that out on my own. Good for you, Michael. Wish I could have seen the light that easily.
That's priceless.
I was like, I heard those words before. Oh, yeah.
Well, it took her a mind meld in a nebula.
Yeah, so, I mean,
it wasn't that easy. She had to kung fu fight
her
Vulcan
mind.
Mentally.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what, when you learn mental kung fu, Brandon, then
kung fu my dad in my mind, no problem.
Yeah, you would have gotten that realization years ago. You need Vulcan mind kung fu.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Don't blame this on Michael.
I was just jealous.
She worked for that breakthrough just like you did.
Oh, thanks.
But in
thanks,
a different
buddy.
Way.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Thanks. I got a lot to talk about this week.
You're right. You got to go to therapy and be like, why didn't you teach me Vulcan mind kung fu, bitch?
I need Katra therapy.
You could have saved me countless hours of your nagging nonsense.
But that was good. That was a good scene between her and Tyler.
Yeah.
I like that. And that's where I was like, all right, I'm warming up to this guy. I still don't trust him, but I'm warming up to him. And I'm starting to trust Lorca less and less.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, then at the end, of course, where he's like,
Lorca just hung her right out to dry.
We're not. We don't always go on rescue missions.
Which is what they did two episodes ago.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we totally. And that's why Saru was like, what?
We do that literally all the time.
Yeah.
It's like exactly
weird.
What this show is about.
Yeah.
Have you never seen this show?
Yeah.
Captain Lorca?
Remember when we rescued you?
Right.
Like,
dick move.
Turning his back on his old lover. That.
Oh, well, dude, it's shady as fuck. Because he knows he's going to lose command.
Absolutely.
So that's...
He hung her out to dry.
Yeah, when he didn't murder her immediately, I knew something like that was coming. I was like, this is going to go bad.
It scared me in the moment because I was like, that phaser's still on. That phaser's still on. That's in bed with him.
Every step of the way, I was like, this chick's fucked. This chick's fucked. I was like, she's going to get shot. She's not going to get shot. All right, Lorca's... Clearly, like, enticing her to go, and we're not going for a rescue. We're leaving her behind. None of this surprises me. This is A, B, C, Lorca maneuver. Like, it's exactly what I expected from Captain Gabriel Lorca.
I think I even said Dave's suspicions about Lorca are coming true.
Confirmed, baby.
Gave you a lot of credit.
Confirmed.
I really wanted him to be a good guy
Guy's
for once.
Dick.
I wanted to be a good guy.
First evil captain. Yeah.
Well, first
we gotta
evil
get him out of the
know
captain's
about.
Chair so we can move Michael one step up.
Probably.
Yep.
Cyber's not going to cut it.
He's a big name actor. Like Jason he may Isaacs? Not even commit to like they may have he oh, may yeah. have said like I'll do like one season two.
He
seasons.
Might. No, I completely agree.
You know.
Yeah, he's got bigger fish to fry. I'm sure he's a big.
He'll
actor.
Go do other shit. Maybe they'll bring him back as like a returning yeah. character,
like Pike.
Like he won't. Maybe he doesn't die. Beep. Maybe he'll like go to prison for like what he's doing now, and then like later on they'll bring it. Like they'll need him for something, and they'll have a. He'll come back, and tables will be turned. He'll be in Michael's scenario, and Michael will give him a chance. Be like, well, we all make mistakes, Lorca.
I hope the writers are listening to this, because we're writing this show as it goes.
Are you not emailing them?
No.
Facebook, bro. Get on it.
Got to transcript these, and yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. They should really be listening to us.
I'm telling you.
It's not like there's no other StarCraft podcast out there. We're the only Star Trek podcast, as far as I know, right?
None doing what we're doing.
Actually, no, there's some really good ones that I can recommend, but...
None that I've heard of. Shout out to Mission Log.
Shout out to Star Trek The Next Conversation. Great show.
Yeah, but they're too Star Trek focused. You got to remember that Star Trek is our...
This is our appetizer.
Exactly. Yeah. We're just getting going.
These are only, hour-long episodes. Once we get into the movies and the weird shit we're going to watch...
You guys are going to stay tuned for RoboCop and Peter Pan.
I really don't want to watch RoboCop, dude.
Oh, dude, I do not want to watch.
I've heard
RoboCop.
So many bad things.
I don't have to rewatch the original, but I'm going to out of just fun. Because
the first one is incredible. Yeah. And we'll talk about that on that podcast. Yeah, yeah. I already have things to say about that, but I really don't want to watch it. I've heard it so bad.
Oh, dude.
Oh, we're going to have to watch so many bad movies.
Murphy. Oh, dude, I can't wait.
What's your name? Murphy.
Good shot. What's your name, kid? Murphy.
Murphy. And then he smiles. Bum 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 bum. It's so good.
Classic. How could the new one be bad? Anyway.
Anyways. But yeah, this episode, I liked it. Moved a little too fast for me.
Yeah, it did. It moved a lot fast. I noticed Ash had a badge at the end, I think.
Yeah.
So I think like he's officially on board. It's like security chief. Yeah. When they were in the, I like the second we're going to meet again.
And, I like that. That's the
and
scene
Michael
I was talking
is becoming
about.
More mm-hmm. human.
Yeah. Yeah. She laughed and smiled.
Again, the computer advertises the food again.
Yeah, I know.
Which I was just like, this is.
I love how they, I like at the beginning there where she was like, green juice, extra green, extra.
Oh, and she was, her whole fucking shit where she was like, what is this? Like, I'm happy, but I want to cry. And I'm lonely, but I want a hug, and I'm this, but I'm a that. She's like, what is this? He's like, it's called being human. I was like, yeah, we have emotions, Michael.
Yeah.
Like, this shouldn't be that foreign to you. You've been on a human ship and becoming more human.
Yeah,
like, this
for
entire,
a while.
Like, yeah.
Even
you
with
have
the old
no
captain.
Familiarity with emotions whatsoever. This is all fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I thought she was a little too naive there. But it was so obvious for, like...
I think you knew what they were going for, right? Like it was very much like, okay, yeah, she's...
Yeah, oh, yeah. As, even before Ash said it, I think we both were like, it's called being human.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, how obvious was that line?
I hope that... Well, I like that guy. We'll see what happens with their relationship.
One more thing I wanted to mention.
Mm.
Well, their relationship is, I think, gonna like everybody else. Everyone's gonna get used to Michael, but they're both outcasts.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
He's like a little bit.
He said in the beginning where he's like, "I'm about the here and now, and who you are now." That's mm-hmm. all, and that was fair. I think that's fair.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, everybody's cool except for Lorca now. So
I really wanted him to be a good guy.
Yeah, well,
that's what happens when you cast Jason Isaacs, though. Yep. You get a bad guy no matter what you want.
They probably wanted him to be a good guy too, and he was like, "No, can't do it."
No, I doubt that very much.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Do you have any final notes? Because that was pretty much...
We're giving away cloaking technology now.
What?
The Klingons at the end. He was like, good work. I wanted a Vulcan, but now I've got a Starfleet Admiral. This is way better. Your ships will be outfitted with cloaking technology as a reward for your loyalty.
Oh, they're gifting it to the other houses.
Yeah.
I didn't notice
that. Well, he had the only one because he took What's-His-Face's ship.
Yeah, they took
it. So I guess they've either figured it out or, yeah. I don't know, but they're capable of giving that out now.
In this universe or whatever. Supposedly the prime timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not holding my breath.
The prime timeline? Is that like the timeline...
It's supposed to be part of the prime timeline.
Like TOS and everything?
Absolutely.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's what they told us in all the PR.
You're full of crap.
No, but they also...
You're liars.
They also said the second movie didn't have Khan in it. The second new movie didn't have Khan. And then it
was
Khan.
Yeah, yeah. No,
they're full of shit. I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah.
But that was what they maintained through a lot of this.
I'm not buying it. It's a lie.
I'm not holding my breath. I'm not disagreeing.
This is all...
You don't have to come at me,
I'm not even watching the next one.
Okay, so the show's over. It was a good time.
Yep.
No.
Now we get to do RoboCop, motherfucker.
Oh, God. I really
Dude. He spins the gun. Oh, they bet they're going to redo that. The whole gun spinning thing.
It's not Peter Weller. It's not RoboCop.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of a remake.
I know.
Yeah.
Sad. I think Michael Keaton's in it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear Kevin Spacey touches boys?
I didn't want to talk about it in this episode because it directly relates to one of the actors on the show. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so Anthony Rapp Stamets... here we go. So Anthony Rapp Stamets came out and said, when I was 14, I was propositioned by Kevin Spacey. He was in his 20s.
No drunkenly, fucking way.
But was propositioned by him. And apparently he backed off when he was like, no. But it was... And so Kevin Spacey this week said, I apologize for that experience. For any blunders I may have made, I've had relationships with men and women, and now Kevin Spacey has come out officially as gay.
No
way. But that's
way.
Anthony Rapp. That's Anthony Rapp is the Stamets.
First of all, I didn't know any of that. I didn't know. I heard there was a thing where Kevin Spacey was being accused of,
yes.
of improper conduct
the
with
allegations
young boys.
Were coming from Anthony Rapp Stamets from Star Trek. I was wondering if you were to talk about
from
this.
Him exclusively?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because he was acting when he was younger. And
no way.
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin Spacey is officially bisexual now?
Yeah. I'm going to say...
Whoa. Yeah. And he's made advances towards 14-year-old boys.
House of Cards is done. They canceled House of Cards.
I heard about that, but I also heard that they'd canceled it anyway.
I mean, I didn't... It should have ended after the third season, but...
I had heard that they had canceled it, and then this kind of happened, and they were just like, and that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's sad, because I like... Kevin Spacey's acting.
I like Kevin Spacey too, man. He always seemed like such a nice guy. You've seen him on like, really? I've seen him on like talk shows
Did you
and
see
stuff.
Seven. He's very unsettling when he wants to be.
You're right. No, but I've seen him unsettling. on like Conan and shit.
Oh no. And you think he used to think he had a good sense of humor. And I hope, it's
yeah, dude.
Hearsay,
propositioning
this,
14-year-old boys. Way to get out in front of it, though. Like, hey, yeah, I totally did that, and sorry.
Yeah, I mean. Anthony Rapp, the actor, is like...
I got to give him a lot of credit for being like, yeah, that I did that.
He said, I apologize for anything that may have happened. And
well, what is Anthony Rapp saying about it?
He says he can't really be in the same room with him to this day.
Okay, well, I mean, that's understandable.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I don't think anyone's making him, though.
No, but he was like, I am still deeply uncomfortable when I'm around him.
Is that like... I don't know how bad that is. Like, if I was like, hey, 14-year-old boy, do you want to, like, get physical here?
And well, like, we'll never like, know.
No. I'd be like, okay.
We'll I mean, never
not,
know.
Not
we'll,
that it's good, don't
we'll
get me wrong.
We'll never know
but, like,
what happened then.
He's not like a Harvey Weinstein. Or, I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. We don't know. But from what we know, he's not like...
From what we know at this point, yeah.
He maybe made some mistakes when he was younger. I mean, sounds like he was drunk.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
That's from what I understand. Not that that's much of an excuse.
I did not know that tied into this directly
at all.
It tied
into this directly.
Wow.
I was wondering if we were going to bring that up, yeah.
We are now.
It's official.
We're going to need updates every week at this point.
Well, I'm on the beat, you know, that sort of stuff, so...
Yep.
I'll bring the most up-to-date stuff about that. But yeah, relates directly to the show, ironically enough.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Anthony Rapp.
Well, shit. Kevin Spacey, way to fuck up a whole bunch of good shit, dude.
Yeah.
You were, like, really well-liked. But
yeah.
This is going to be a hit for you.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
This is going to be hard for him to get work after this.
I mean, I in his 20s, drunk. I mean, you got. I don't know. Do you know that kid's 14? Is that, like...
I don't know, dude.
There's a lot of factors involved. I mean, we don't know if this is the only thing he's done, obviously.
Well, there's other...
Oh, there's there other accusations
there always
and stuff.
Has been. There's
yeah.
been for
oh,
years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's been for
well, didn't
years.
Didn't Family Guy do a joke about it like a while ago?
I think
where,
so,
like,
yeah.
A young boy escapes from Kevin Spacey's basement or something.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's,
which is even more fucked up because that means people know about this shit.
That's what's happening now in Hollywood where it's not just a known thing that's getting brushed under the rug. People are calling people out on it.
Oh, good.
And I think it's about fucking time.
Good.
I think it's about fucking time.
Well, dude, this is the part of this like LGBTQ mm-hmm. feminist thing that like I can get behind. And we won't dig into this at the end of the episode. We've already, we just hit the hour mark.
We don't need to saddle anybody with this heavy shit. But...
Although there is probably some dead air at the beginning of this. So, I mean, if we're going to give our listeners, whom we love and appreciate, a full hour of content, I mean, I feel like we should talk about being transgender for at least another 15 minutes.
Oh, technical difficulties.
Guys, get a pen.
Oh, God.
This is going to be a while.
No.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there is a lot of, there's some good stuff coming from, you know, what's going on.
I agree.
It's just that there's a lot of what I would call extremism occurring right now. And it's just, it's getting crazy when there's a lot of other things, like, we should be worried. I feel like a lot of shit is just a distraught. Like, how do we not have cold fusion yet, guys? Can we figure this shit out?
Are you hearing that too?
Yeah, you knocked you knocked out my left headphone.
Mine too. Is it the thing or?
I guarantee it's the splitter, but it wasn't a problem until you fucked with it. So once again, guys, Brandon's breaking shit. As usual. Hopefully, he didn't knock out your left headphone.
I mean, it looks like it's coming in both channels.
Don't fucking talk to me.
Sorry, let me just break some more
after
stuff.
After this bullshit.
I'm back.
I might be. I don't know. I'm still angry at you.
I don't blame you. I'm angry at me, too.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not be?
If you look at this mug.
What have you done to yourself, Brandon?
But yeah, that's an interesting thing, and I'll keep a beat on that.
Yeah, I'd be interested. Now I'm even more interested.
Now, I mean, it's interesting what's happening in show business as it is, and this could launch us into a whole other episode.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That'll be one of our bonus episodes.
Yeah, we'll do a bonus episode on child rape.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I disavow all knowledge of this podcast.
And Kevin Costner.
No, it's not Kevin Costner. Oh, my God, I'm not part of this
Kevin
anymore.
Kevin Costner.
I'm not part of this.
Touching kids, apparently.
Jesus Christ, no.
You heard it here first.
Oh, God. Nobody asked for this.
This has been Dave.
This has been Brandon.
Kevin Costner touching kids.
God damn it.
Nobody asked for that.
Nobody asked for this.